The fellas have stepped out and it's just us girls.
Every time we have a discussion, you be like, yeah, what we gonna do? Okay, bye.
We don't care. On to the next topic.
We got some secrets and I'm still gonna protect them.
It's always black women who speak up first but get believed last.
When you go to the government, the NDA is not in void.
Yeah. Do you feel like we ignore like red flags?
We ignored all the books of the flags.
When the smoke clear, you being ashamed and dirtified.
You can't tell you're black just because of your complexion. Shit. Do you believe that $100,000 is going to change the rest of your life? The fellas have stepped out and it's just us girls. I want to talk about the silence. I want to talk about the cover-ups. And I want to talk about the price that women pay for telling the truth. We get the headlines, the gossip, the trending clips. But what happens to women after that? Do we let certain people slide just because they've done so much for the culture? But what happens to the women when the smoke clears, when it's all said and done?
We don't care. On to the next topic. Like, okay, you said what you had to say. We talked about it for a couple months now, girl. Because now it'll become like a repetitive thing and it's old now. So just go on with your life.
See, you view the table like every time we have a discussion, you be like, yeah, what we gonna do? Okay, bye. And see me, I'm like, we gotta nurture them. We gotta breastfeed them or whatever. Because if you are a victim, you feel better once you've gone through that. But then you still gotta deal with the sentencing and if you have gotten your justice. But when the smoke clear, you being ashamed and dirtified, and ain't no telling what the level of Diddy abuse Cassie getting, but hopefully she gonna stay in the gated community and hide from all the people, because if she walk past, I'm like, snitch on a motherfucker.
I mean,
not a snitch.
I would say snitch.
Just
say freak. I would say freaky ass, but I wouldn't say like snitch. Because like one of the attorneys said, come out and tell your truth. But the only thing about it after the smoke clears, it's like, what do you do? Like, do they just go back to their normal life or they just hide from the world now because everybody gonna see you as this person that we know all your business now?
I don't think that Cassie feels shamed in terms of telling her story, because she has received a lot of support from people for telling what her experience was like. I think that her husband and her are in a better situation than a lot of people who are actually victims of sex trafficking and domestic violence as a whole, because they are $30 million richer than they were prior. So, there was a large price to pay, and I think it's a lot easier for them to raise
money makes you happy.
Their three beautiful children and give them more opportunities, and it's not a easy thing to be under the public scrutiny of the public.
Has anybody ever been a devious, abused, and type of woman, shall I say? Like, when you want revenge back for someone that you've been with. Mm-mm. Whether it's an abusive side or he cheated on you or he abused you or something like that. Some people are like that. And if you can't get into a devious mind, some people can. And everything, I want to I'm not going to say make her a victim, but I want her to speak her truth and be everything that she is in the truth. However, being a woman that is around athletes, around rappers, I have dated rappers, I've dated athletes. Not anybody as high as Diddy. But at the same time, even in and out of my relationship, I protected. One of my closest relationships was an Atlanta Hawks football player. And I don't care what happens. We got some secrets, and I'm still going to protect him. Even though during some of those secrets, it was not the best light of me, but my light ain't as more as important as his light when it comes to him still playing this game. So you put yourself to it. Like, people forget that you do diminish yourself to save the person. And even though this person liked these things, that still don't make Diddy not a good person. That still don't make somebody still care for him, even though he likes these things. And like, Tina was there when she got smacked and got back up, that don't still mean Ike didn't do what he was supposed to do to take her where she wanted to be. But at some point, she got tired. People keep acting like these women just don't get tired or get to a point where you're going to accept it, even though it makes it wrong, but you got the win and the arms to accept it. And then when you get tired of being accepted, that still don't make it right. But now you want to look back and be like, get him for me.
You
and
know
at
what?
Times,
I think
that's not right.
I think that we can break this lady's conversation up. You ladies, let me know if you agree. I think we should just address the domestic violence part, because it's almost like we can't speak on what that's like, mm-hmm. because we're so, myself included, fixated on, but that's not what he's being charged with.
Right.
So
okay.
we're never right, able right. to fully complete that dialogue, because it's while you're speaking about this, I'm thinking, but that's not what he's being
it's
charged
not.
With.
And but
so,
with the question
but,
that you asked,
right, but
was so, the question
so we're
I'm
gonna,
answering.
I wanna make it clear to our viewers that we've broken this conversation. Right now, we're not talking about Diddy on trial. We're talking about Diddy as a person, as a man in a relationship, and Cassie as a woman who was in a relationship with him, in addition to women who are in relationships or have been through situations with high-profile men where they actually have been abused, mm-hmm. so that we can focus in on the details of that versus the particulars of the case in itself.
With her domestic violence, she's a victim. She was abused. She was manipulated. She was all of that. According to the video that we saw.
Absolutely.
Anything after, we can't say that, oh, that happened, because, like he said, we don't have any proof. But as far as her domestic violence, from what we saw, she's a victim. Now, back to it saying, like, do you seek justice, or, like, how do you go about with revenge? You don't. And like an old school saying, you let God handle that, because she got paid. So now it's like you accepted that. You got $20 million for whatever the case was. Now, why are we hearing it?
She got because $20 million from Diddy, and she got $10 million from the hotel
so
that released the footage. So she got $30 million.
But he also, which is another thing that I didn't understand, you paid these people to get rid of the evidence or give it to you. How did it get out?
The person who did it. If I give it to you, I'm going to keep me some in my pocket too, because you did it.
But
why
he paid,
would I not?
But he paid
at the moment I need
it. NDA, right? They had to sign an NDA, right?
And it didn't mean nothing. Especially when you go to the government, the NDA is not in void because it's the government. So whether I signed that, they ain't going to say, oh, NDA, now I still want my money. Like, no.
So just now, all that money he paid just to be...
I know he wish he ain't getting
silent.
A single dollar, honey, because it ain't
because the allegations would have made more sense on the bottom and keeping them broke than it would have been giving them
the money,
making hired attorneys to
but
get
but she would have still made money,
yes.
or anybody's involved, because they would have just put books out.
Exactly.
They would have sold books, they would have sold... And they could still do it. They could still, unless it's in a settlement.
Helped his case, though.
Unless it's in a settlement that says that as a result of giving this money, you can't put a book out or you can't monetize
That's
from the situation.
Should.
Who
That's
knows?
That's what he should have did.
Who knows if that would even hold up? Now I want to know what you guys think. Do you feel like certain people are given a pass because they've done so much for the culture?
Yes.
Do you feel like we ignore like red flags?
Yes. Look at our president. We ignored all the books of the flags. Okay. We ignored the United States of America's flag when we put him up there. Okay. So that's it's just like we let somebody just run our damn country.
That was a good drop. So why is it that it's always black women who speak up first but get believed last?
Because
not just about this case,
yeah.
but it's a pattern. What do you guys think that it's about?
They think all black women just these ghetto, hood rat, ratchet, we don't have no money. It's really frowned upon to see like a black successful woman. They like, oh, she probably fucked her way to the top to get that. It's never like, no, she actually worked hard. So if a white lady come around and, you know, she could say whatever, and they're going to be like, yep, like with the Bill Cosby, yep. Even though she looked like the way she looked, she still was believed. Now here we go. Here we go with Cassie. We like, well, she's just a freak. She was just a freak.
So Cassie's nationality, right, is African, West Indian, Filipino.
Mm-hmm.
And West Mexican. Indian.
West Indian.
Yeah. So I mean, she's black, right? So
She's other. She's like a pit bull. She's a mixture of a good pit bull puppy and a cane corso mix. So that she's not completely like I am 100% black. You can tell I'm black. Okay.
You can't tell you're black just because of your complexion.
Actually,
there
no.
are tons and tons of people of Latin backgrounds. There are tons of people who are Hispanic that are your complexion.
They are me and your color in DR.
And some of them are even darker than your complexion. They're Afro-Latina. They might not want to admit, you know, that they're black, because you hear people a lot of times say that they're not black despite the complexion because they don't feel proud. But you cannot just look at you and say that you're just pure black person because of your complexion. You could have so many different backgrounds down your ancestry.
Okay. I'm Dominican Republic.
But if you're in like a
now I'm Dominican average, Republic.
Yeah, I am. I'm
if
Dominican
you're in
Republic.
A black community, you will tend to blend in, but then you're not going to know. If you go over to where you from, you'll be like, oh, I'm really not. Just because you brown, baby, don't make you belong to the black. I am a black African-American woman. You might not be that.
I'm Dominican
what
Republic.
What do they say? All skin folk ain't kin folk? Is
exactly.
that how I go?
But then, so then why do y'all, okay, then why do people say, to black women or black people, go back to Africa? I ain't never been there.
I ain't never either.
I ain't never been to Africa. The reason, I can't go back there.
The reason that people say go back to Africa to black people is because ultimately our ancestors, no matter what, no matter how much of our people have blended with other races and other nationalities, our ancestry is going to lead us back to the motherland.
Well, she's got all these mixtures of chemicals as her genetics. But
that's
you can't tell her to go back to Africa, even though she's black.
Ish.
You can't tell her to go back to Africa.
Why not? Clearly she's heard Where's worse
she
than that.
Because she can go. She can go back to Mexico, the Philippines. The what else y'all said? The Indians,
DR.
She can go
to
Cuba.
Filipino, send her back everywhere.
Yeah, send her to all these different
not America.
Countries. And then what?
Have you ever done your ancestry?
Yeah, I'm 100% Harry Tubman. That's what it said. That's what it said.
What about you, Silva? Have you ever done your ancestry?
I've never done my ancestry, but someone in my family, my dad just found a brother that's older than me that is 42 years old due to ancestry.
Mm.
So, yes.
Nice.
He white?
Huh?
He white or black?
No, he mixed.
Oh, they don't count.
All right. So, let's talk about how women get labeled. Why is someone's dating history or baby daddy still used to discredit everything that they say? Oh, like, what is that about?
Because who you share your body with is a reflection of who you are.
Shit.
You feel me? If you gonna let James hit you, then you are James.
Mm-hmm.
You feel me? If you gonna eat a pig, then you be a pig.
And that's how society views things for women. But when it's a man can lay down with any type of woman and as many of them as he wish, and is still a man. But you're 100% correct. So let me ask you this. Now, old footage keeps resurfacing, right?
Mm-hmm.
So why didn't this come out before? Why didn't anyone say anything? Is it loyalty? Is it the fear? Was it his money? This footage existed before. Outside of Cassie, what do you think made the hotel
listen,
keep it confidential?
These people work at a hotel. Let's be realistic here. You ain't making a lot of money at no damn hotel. So something like that happened and you seen it, I know his eyes lit up like, ooh, yeah. What? You know what? This is it for me. I'm done for life. Like, I got it made now. Because it's like you're not making no money. So, of course, if somebody hit you with the, hey, I'm going to pay you $100,000 not to say nothing. And what if his car just got repo? He's like, okay, shit, I'm not going to say nothing. $100,000 that could change my life. So of course they won't speak because depending on what they in, like what situation they in, that money was probably everything to them. So
I have a question.
I would do
for real. This is even for the people in the comments. This is for you. Mm-hmm. This is for you, a homeless person. Do you believe that $100,000 will change the rest of your life? Now, I'm not saying that $100,000 isn't money. That's not what I'm trying to say.
Give it to me.
That if somebody doesn't give it to you, that it isn't tangible. It's not. Do you believe that $100,000 is going to change the rest of your life?
Write a check right now. Let me show you. Write me $100,000 right now, and I'll show you what it'll do. Yeah, because you got to think about where that person is coming from.
Tell me what you would do. Here's the $100,000, right? Tell me what's the first thing that you're going to do with the money.
So I will put, I'll make sure my kids' funds is, like, their future funds is okay. So
how much you taking out of it, out of the
$100,000
for them?
Okay, probably like $20,000.
So you have three beautiful children.
Yes.
You're going to take the...
$7,500.
Hold on, you're
going
to take... $20,000, right? And gonna set the rest of their future.
No, I'm gonna take $20,000 to start it because the rest
to
of
start it,
I can.
Okay,
flip
no, hold on.
And keep going.
Now, what's the $20,000? What are you gonna do with it for the babies?
In each account,
you're giving each kid 20.
Each kid get in their IRAs $20,000. Let's put it there. And then,
so how much total is that? Let me hear this. I want you to say it out loud.
There's 70,000 left. No.
Wait. Don't put that on there. No. Wait. You know I'm hungry. Give me a second. You don't ask me shit. And I'm over here hungry. I'm thinking about a damn crab leg.
We're going to add it up again. One.
1, 2, 3. Set 24 to 60. That's, that's 4. 24 to 600.
Hold on.
24 to
600.
Let me use your. That's
60,000. Okay.
24 to
600. 40,000. So that 40.
That's life changing.
I want to break it on down
go
for
ahead,
you. Go ahead. So now you got $40,000 left.
Yep.
Right?
Yep.
You know
right.
You can pay that in rent 1 year.
So tell me, what's your next move with the 40,000?
Well, again, I don't have...
No, I don't want to talk about what your current bills are.
No, tell me
what you're going to do with the $40,000 cash. Now,
right now, you're on your way to get crab legs first.
Tell me how you're going to flip it.
I will start my own business.
Tell me the business.
So, like, I would do, like, say I got three kids. I'd do something that they can actually benefit from. So I'd probably do, like, a t-shirt business.
Okay,
or like
a clothing
boutique.
Line or
yeah,
t-shirt.
Or
okay,
something.
So no problem. How much do you think the inventory is going to cost?
$10,000.
Okay, so you filled up the whole inventory with $10,000. Okay, mm-hmm. Now how are you going to let the people know that you have this line? You're going to use some marketing and the internet?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so now how are you going to let them know? You're going to take the t-shirts and hold it up against you? Or you think you need to do a photo shoot?
Well, I'm going to do a photo shoot, but that's why you have people in place for those. Because I got auntie photo shoot free. So you got to think about that. I'm going to narrow everything down to where it's going to make sense. You probably will pay, $1,000 for a photo shoot? Hey, auntie, I got to get this clothing line out.
Is your auntie a professional photographer?
Yeah.
Okay.
$90, quick.
Okay, so she's going to shoot the entire line.
Whole thing.
Listen to me. Let me tell you. She's going to shoot the whole clothing line, right, for $90, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, great. Now, your website, because people need to go somewhere to purchase it, right?
Yeah.
So, do you got a cousin that builds websites?
Dang right. $100.
Okay, so he's going to make the whole website for you for $100.
Mind you now, I'm over here in the country. We ain't talking about over
right.
here in the high-rise.
I want to get down to it.
$100.
So, after you pay Day-Day $100, he builds your website. The hosting alone for the year, right, is going to be about $79, right? But cool, we're going to do that.
Period.
And then he's going to also upload the inventory for you, too. He's going to load all the pictures and everything.
Yeah, that's come with the website.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
The labor, the maintenance of the website come with it, too?
Okay. Showing up like that?
So, all right, so now you got the t-shirts that Auntie done shot, and now you, Day-Day got the website going. Now you have everything uploaded, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, You put it up on the internet. Your page just alone, just your social media is enough that's gonna blow the clothing line up. You ain't gotta place no ads nowhere. You ain't gotta do nothing, right?
Mm. Yep.
So now let's say you sell out, right? Mm-hmm. How much of that money did you have to use for your rent, for your utilities, for your gas, for your groceries? Let's deduct how much you had to use. And then now, don't forget, now the stuff done sold, right? Now you got to use some of that to ship people their shit. After they give you their money, they need their stuff. So now you got FedEx charges and shipping labels and all of that got to go out. And also, you can't do it all by yourself. So you're going to have one of your little cousins help you pack everybody's stuff up, yeah, right? Now, after everybody get their janky-ass T-shirts in the mail that's packaged by your little cousin, right? And now everybody got their stuff, right? And now Day-Day and your auntie see, oh, this bitch done sold out. You don't think they want some money now to keep it going? Now, what about the money that you done spent? Because it was only $40,000 left. Mm-hmm. Now you need more inventory. What about that? And you got rent. You have car note. You have utilities. You have the kids that you have to take care of. Mm-hmm. How much money do you think is left after you take care of all these things?
Well, about $20,000 still left. Surely. Because I'm a minimalist. I'm sorry. I still go to Family Dollar.
Let me tell you something.
All the outfits from Family
Dollar.
You got to say kids
because you need to borrow some of their money. You got to say
I was going to say, you ain't got to take none of the money from the kids.
You got to borrow some of their money.
But I also have my hand in difference. It would never just be one. Like, I start I keep going. So, it's never going to just be one
income. So say this $100,000, but what happens? Because I had a business. You know what happened to me? I got hit by a car, and the bitch hit me with the car, she f***ing reversed it. She ran my body over again. You want to know how much I got? I got $127,000, mm-hmm, and I bought a restaurant. And you know what I did? I believed in that. I sold chicken every day till it wasn't a chicken left. And you know what? They came to cut my electricity off, and I didn't have nothing that altered my life because every piece of dollar I put into my business. Just because you buy a business don't make it profitable.
Right.
So what happens when you spend that money that you didn't put to the side? You got to start borrowing from James, Charles, and Lil' Craig, because, baby, if it don't do that, you better off holding it. See, me, the life that I've created for myself, even if I work at McDonald's, I can still live like this. I'm going to still be good because I've used the money that I've made to set my life. You better off not giving them kids no money and call me. I'll teach you how to set your life so that $100,000 will really stay there. Is you got to do something else with that.
That plan you had is in a great place, but it's not realistic.
It sounds like TV.
I know it sounds good, but it's just not enough. And it's not enough for many reasons. Even though you live in an area that's a little bit more rural, it's like less expensive. Mm-hmm. Money goes so fast when you don't have it, when you're not generating it. So you're taking from what you have, right, from that situation, and you are having to cover the cost to take care of beautiful kids and to maintain your household, you know? So you're going to see it dwindle so fast. So the only way to really, really sustain is if you have a business that's generating it like this, where you don't have to touch the 100 and you can grow it. But a person that's just living life, it's not possible for them to set themselves up for the rest of their life off of the 100,000 just because it costs so much. Groceries alone now cost you for a couple of items $50, $60, and you got three things. You know, it's like inflation, everything is up, everything costs so much. So we got into that. We gave y'all a little fake financial advising. But I guess it's a matter of, was it the money that made the people at the hotel keep the video hidden? Or was it a situation where they're a little bit of groupies?
All of it.
A little bit of both.
Both.
Like, this is Diddy. Because if it was a regular person,
they wouldn't give a damn.
They would have called the police.
Yeah, they would have called them quick.
They would have called the police. Okay.
It's all about who.
If Jay has got me in the lobby wailing on me, dragging me all up and through the lobby of our company, they calling the police on him. It don't matter how handsome he is, how cute.
But if you drag him back and they know it's Rod, they ain't going to say nothing because you Rod. You big.
That ain't true.
No, that ain't true. No, they going to make sure that's on World Star because...
They're gonna send it on site. Exactly.
With them hands. Like, yeah.
I've been featured on site before a couple times. I don't have my own tea. The girls put my shit up there too, just like anybody else's, all right? Oh my God. So with that being said, this was a funny little girl talk. I had fun with y'all. You guys are the best. I love having the perspectives of both of you coming from completely different backgrounds. My girl, Ariel, you are a key. There'll be so much more. I want to thank y'all for being a part of this conversation. Whether you're watching for the tea or for the truth, these are real stories. It's real people and it's real impact. Until next time, this is Cited with Ra Ali.